Evolving markets require an alternative approach to investing. Cut through the volatility with Yield Street investments that target fixed durations and income generation. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000 and targeting annual yields up to 15%. Discover the difference of a diverse portfolio with Yield Street. Head to YieldStreet.com to create your account today.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Thunderstruck. Adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival, choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have the co-owner of Pink's Hot Dogs in Los Angeles, California, Richard Pink. Pink's is a legendary Los Angeles establishment that has been open since 1939. On the program, we discuss what makes Pink's different from other restaurants in Los Angeles, what items are found at Pink's, Pink's becoming a part of Los Angeles culture, the city of Los Angeles. Also, we talk about the Los Angeles Rams going to the Super Bowl and so much more. Richard is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started. Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Bring your portfolio to the future with alternative investments. Yield Street's investment products are designed to generate income and build long-term wealth. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000. You deserve access to alternative investments traditionally reserved for the top 0.1%. Head to YieldStreet.com to create your account today. Portfolio to the future with alternative investments. Yield Street's investment products are designed to generate income and build long-term wealth. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000. You deserve access to alternative investments traditionally reserved for the top 0.1%. Head to YieldStreet.com to create your account today.
Welcome back, Bayside!
Streaming only on Peacock.
Can't wait to start junior year.
Saved by the Bell is back.
This is gonna be awesome!
And taking school spirit?
Our rivals just destroyed our mascot.
We're gonna crush Valley.
To the max.
If we don't learn from the past, we are doomed to repeat it.
That's why we have all these reboots of teen shows from the 90s. Get a new idea, Hollywood.
Saved by the Bell. New season streaming now.
Let's do this, baby.
Only on Peacock.
Hot dogs. This is the most famous hot dog stand in the world.
Do you have any idea why a lot of actors hang out at this place?
Well, like I said, it's right on the way, and, you know, we try to stay thin, so... You stay thin all the time, but, yeah, you go here and you catch a quick hot dog, and that's it for the day. I mean, you know, that's not much of a meal, but it's such a junk food delicacy.
I'm coming here about every other week.
Every other week?
Yeah. That's about all you can stand.
What do you think of that hot dog?
Good stuff.
One of the best lunches in town.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're eating a hamburger. Everybody else here is eating hot dogs.
Yeah, well, you got to keep your individuality. You don't want to just get to be like everybody else in L.A.
Why do so many actors end up coming here?
I don't know. I think because it reminds you of New York. You know, it's a little bit dirty. It's a little bit crummy. And there's traffic noise. It's not chic and nice. And you feel that you can just... be left alone and think whatever you have to think.
Your name speaks for itself, I guess.
The name speaks for itself.
Yeah.
The name's Pink.
Yeah, well, Pink's. Everybody likes Pink, I guess.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of a story by reporter Lou Irwin from 1981, highlighting the Los Angeles establishment Pink's Hot Dogs. Of course, it's been an establishment in L.A. for quite a long time. And to talk more about the establishment, the history, also what some of its favorite items on the menu, as well as their support for the NFC champion Los Angeles Rams, we want to welcome a special gentleman to the program. He is the co-owner of Pink's Hot Dogs in Los Angeles, California, Mr. Richard Pink. Richard, welcome to the program, sir.
I'm glad to be here, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to the beginning of Pink's. How long has the restaurant been in business?
The restaurant started in 1939, 82 years ago, by my mother, Paul and Betty Pink.
Awesome, awesome. And wow, 1939, man, that goes back to the late 30s during the Great Depression. So I want to ask you, what were the challenges like for your parents to get the hot dog stand started during that pivotal time in our country?
Well, you touched on it, and that is that it was the Recession, and my parents were out of work, and they were looking for a job in the newspaper, and they ran across an ad for a hot dog cart. And my mother said to my dad, well, look, no one's hiring us. Why don't we just buy this hot dog cart and go into business? And everybody likes hot dogs, and people have got to eat. So what do you say? And my dad said, well, what do we know about hot dogs, or what do we know about serving people? He says, well, we'll learn, okay? And so my dad then said, well, how much is the cart? Does it say in the ad? And she said, it's $50. And my dad said, where are we going to get the $50? And my mother said, her mother, my grandmother, will loan it to us. And he said, okay, what do we got to lose? So my mother went down about to La Cienega, which is about 2 miles away from La Brea and Melrose, 2 miles away from our current location, and she had inquired about the current location, found out that it was available for rent, and so she went and got the cart and paid the man $50, and she wheeled that cart all the way up Melrose, about 2 miles, and put it on the site where she rented a location for $15 a month. So they went into business with a $50 loan, with a hot dog cart, planted it on the site, and it was all weeds back then. There was no asphalt. And so they chopped down the weeds, and then they put the cart there, and they said, oh, my God, it's an electric cart. Where are we going to plug it in? Well, fortunately, about, 300 yards from that location was a hardware store. So they went over to the hardware store, and they said, well, look, we got this electric cart, and its electrical line is only so long. What are we going to do? And he says, I'll tell you what. If you guys buy an extension cord from me, which run about 100 yards or so, I'll let you plug into my outlet, and that's how you can fire up your hot dog cart. So that was the beginning. With a $15 rent that they were paying, and they fired up that hot dog cart, and they found another friend of theirs was actually in the meat business. It was called Hoffman Meats. And he said, I'll sell you hot dogs, okay? And they said, well, great, let's taste them. And they did, and it had a nice snap when they bit into it. And that same supplier, that same location, exists today. That same supplier still provides us with hot dogs in that location. Ultimately, what happened is that, so they sold the hot dogs for 2 years or so for about 10 cents, and that's what hot dogs were going for. And they were probably lucky to sell maybe 50 hot dogs a day back in those days. And 2 years later, 1941, the landlord says, look, I think I can get more rent for your place. I think I can get $25 a month. That was a 67% increase. But they were still selling the dogs for 10 cents. And they said, well, we can't afford $25 a month rent. What are we going to do? And my parents went across the street. There was an old Bank of America branch sitting on the corner of La Brea and Melrose back then. And they went in the branch manager and asked, and he said, look, I think we can buy this property because we can't afford the rent. And the bank manager said, well, what do you think it's the guy wants for it? He says, I think we can buy it for $4,000. So he says, well, okay, what kind of collateral do you have? My parents said, we don't have any collateral. We rent our house, and we have a hot dog cart, and we got a great product. And he said, you know, I don't want you to move. I love your hot dogs. It's where I eat lunch every day. So I'll take a risk on you two, and I'll give you the $4,000, and you go ahead and buy that property. And so in 1941, they bought that property for $4,000. That's what land was going for on La Brea at that time. And basically, all they did is, as a celebration, is they put a little awning over the hot dog cart. And they continued selling hot dogs from 1941 to 1946. And along comes a cousin who wants to go into the construction business. He says, I'll tell you what, I'll build you a hot dog stand just to prove to people I can build something. And I'll just build it for you at cost, you know. And they said, okay, well, go ahead and let's see how it looks and all that. And you know, some 3 months later, he built the cart and the stand that's there today. That hot dog stand that you see there today is absolutely authentic. That's what it looked like in 1946. And my parents then, you know, hired somebody to run the hot dog stand. And so what had happened at that point is that they had a dining room, and they were pretty much in a good location because within, you know, maybe 5-7 miles of Pink's at La Brea and Melrose, there was Paramount Studios and 20th Century Fox and Disney Studios and Columbia and Universal. And they wound up getting a pretty good little celebrity clientele that came in. You know, they had Howard Hughes and Orson Welles. Matter of fact, Orson Welles holds the all-time record for the most hot dogs consumed at one sitting at Pink's. He ate 18 chili dogs at one time. My dad counted them.
Wow.
Yeah. And so a lot of people that were coming into Hollywood trying to get into the movies heard that, you know, some of these well-known people like Spencer Tracy and Howard Hawks, they were eating at Pink's. And so they started tacking their picture up on the wall in our dining room, hoping that, you know, maybe they'd get discovered, you know, by one of these producers or directors that came in. And so that's how we got our celebrity wall of fame started. It was originally wannabe Hollywood actors that would tack their name up there hoping that somebody would see them. And now, you know, we've got over 250 celebrity photos of well-known celebrities and TV stars and sports stars that are on our wall. But back then, that's how the whole thing got started, actually. And so my parents, you know, continued to serve hot dogs, and then they added hamburgers to the menu, and they kind of kept it going all the way until into the 1990s. And at that point, they got a little too old to run the business, and they turned it over to myself and my wife and my sister to continue on with their legacy that they established. And at that point in time, we said, well, one thing we can do is we can expand the menu so people have more to choose from, more offerings, that more reasons to come back to Pink's. And so we now have over 40 different varieties of hot dogs on the menu. We have 12 varieties of hamburgers. And, you know, we became known as the place where the celebrities dine, and also where everybody, as we say, everybody from a pickup truck to a limousine comes to Pink's. And pre-pandemic, we were open till 2 in the morning on the weekdays and 3 in the morning on the weekends. And you'd always see a line at Pink's even at 1 in the morning. But now that the pandemic hit, you know, we close at 11 because most people aren't going out to the nightclubs and the bars like they used to. But right now, you know, we're still going strong, and we moved all of our seating outside. So we have seating for about 60 people in our outdoor patio. And, you know, you come into Pink's and you order up and you get your food, and you can either eat in our patio or take it to go. And it's a great experience. And, you know, I call it the longest running show in Hollywood, because if you come up to our counter, you see all the the staff there with their, you know, unique way to dance around each other, preparing hot dogs and burgers for everybody, and it's quite a scene, and it's a lot of fun, and you know, it's just a place that I think a lot of people like to call home. You know, when they come, when they leave L.A. and move somewhere else, they say the first place I go to when I get back to L.A. to visit my relatives is Pink's, because it's just, you know, it's part of the memory of our family and so forth. And so, you know, any place that's been around 82 years, you know, people, you know, grew up there. You know, their grandfather took them there, their father, and then they take their grandkids there. And we've had people that have, you know, met their future bride in line at Pink's, just started talking and then said, oh my God. And they would come to us and say, you know, every anniversary we come to Pink's because that's where we met. We met in line at your place. And so, you know, it's just so much fun. And a lot of people say, well, you know, is the hot dog business successful? And I have to say, you know, my dad always said after 40 years you begin to make a few bucks. Because, you know, the profit margins aren't all that great. But fortunately now, you know, we have a pretty stable outlook, and we've been able to expand into other locations by licensing our name and our product. And so we're in some malls here in Southern California and some amusement parks around the country and so forth. But all in all, it's one of the oldest family-run, family-operated restaurants in all of L.A. There's only a few that are older than we are. And so, you know, that's a tribute to our staff. I'd say the majority of our staff have been with us 20, 30 years or so, because we take really good care of them. And they don't want to leave. They feel that, you know, they know we always have their back and we'll always help them, and, you know, with whatever family issues that they have. And so we treat them like family as well. And so that's kind of the story of Pink's.
Wow, indeed. It's a very interesting story, sir. And, again, that just goes to show you what America is truly all about. You know, your parents were going through a really tough time and one of the toughest times and periods in American history. And, you know, they asked for help, and they had an idea to sell hot dogs and got the push card. And, man, what a steal that was to get $4,000 to buy land in Los Angeles. Man, that was a steal during that time period, man. And they were able to make something out of nothing. And that's definitely a true testament to what America is all about and what your parents did and what you and your wife and your sister are doing to continue that legacy. You mentioned that Pink's is the longest-running show in Hollywood. I take it that Pink's won't jump the shark anytime soon, right?
Let me tell you, no, sir, we're there, and we're going to keep it going as long as we're around and our family is around. You know, it's something that we totally are grateful for, not only the support of people through the years, but, you know, just recently, you know, we painted Pink's blue and gold to celebrate the Rams going to the Super Bowl, and you know, I don't know whether it's going to generate any new business or not. I mean, you get some promotion, but the most important thing is that we feel that we're giving back to this city, and we celebrate things like when the Dodgers are in the World Series or whenever there's a major event. And even when Betty White passed away, and she was a customer of ours at Pink's, we hung a banner out that we will love you forever, and we sold a Betty White naked dog and gave 100% of the proceeds to the L.A. Zoo, which he was a big supporter of. And in the case of the Rams, we're selling a hot dog that's just delicious, but $6.50 is a $3 discount from what it normally would sell for, but we're giving 100% of those proceeds to the Los Angeles Rams Foundation, which supports all the at-risk kids, all the vulnerable youth in our city, which is a great cause, and it's a good connection to the Rams. But it's all in that spirit of never taking it for granted, never taking this business for granted, never taking the city for granted, trying to find ways to give back, to show our appreciation, our gratitude for 82 years in business.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful thing right there. And you mentioned about being headquartered and making Los Angeles continuing to be the home base. And we know Los Angeles is a culinary showcase, and it's filled with a lot of restaurants, different cuisines, whether it be soul food or Asian or Mexican and things of that nature. But I wanted to ask you, what makes Pink's different from other restaurants in the city of Los Angeles, in your opinion?
Well, I think that there's several things that go to make a business successful and distinctive and unique. And the very first thing that makes us unique and different is we've been around so long that we've built up a legacy of customers that keep coming back. And, you know, I mean, we've got 82 years of business that, you know, we count on. So that's unique. And then the next thing that makes us distinctive is that that restaurant itself is as authentic as you can get. It's been around, you know, since 1946 when it was built. And so you've got an atmosphere that takes you back to nostalgic times. And then, you know, we got 40 different varieties of hot dogs on the menu, and it's very difficult for any business to have that kind of variety, but we do. And as a result, people, you know, find new things on the menu, and it's not that infrequent when I'll go in there and I'll say to a customer, "How's the hot dog?" And he says, "Well, I'm on number 18. What do you mean you're on 18? He says, "Well, I'm working my way through your menu, you know, and that's pretty special right there. And then, you know, we've got this outdoor patio with a lot of things that you can take a picture of. We have a paparazzi wall. We have a wall with a photo booth that you could stand beside, and it's got some hot dogs that look like people. And, you know, we've got, you know, all the studio names on the wall and all the celebrities on the wall. And, you know, very few restaurants have, you know, 250 celebrities that actually have signed their name and said, love your hot dogs, love your food, you know, don't ever change, all that. I mean, those are all the things that make us special. But, you know, the other things I could say is, you know, we have very little turnover within our staff. So if somebody is a regular customer there, pretty much they don't even have to order. They, you know, Mary Lou or Yolanda will look at them and say, "You want the Chicago Polish as usual?" "Oh, yeah, of course." And so that's kind of unique in that we have, you know, very little turnover. And then, you know, because we've been around so long, we do all these charity benefits. We call it Chili Dogs for Charity. So every time we have an anniversary, every 5 years we have an anniversary, we give away hot dogs, you know, to charity the proceeds from the sale of the hot dogs for charity. Like when we have our 80th anniversary, we sold our hot dogs for 80 cents for 80 minutes for 8 days, and 100% went to a charity. And people hear about that, you know, TV shows pick it up, news shows pick it up, and they say, "Oh, Pink's is celebrating its 80th, and we get all this publicity. And then, you know, we're very lucky because the Food Channel's out there, the Travel Channel, so whenever they do a story on L.A., they want to do a story on something that's been around for so long. And so, you know, we're able to get publicity for free, believe it or not, for free, that will go all the way to London or Australia or Japan. And, you know, somebody will be in our line and they'll be from Japan. They speak very little English, but I'll say to them, "Well, how'd you hear of Pink's?" You know, he says, "Oh, it's in my guidebook," or "I saw it on television in Tokyo," or something like that. And those are all the things that, you know, kind of set us apart. And some of it just came with age, and some of it, you know, we work hard for. I mean, you know, I have to believe in the final analysis that someone will come to your restaurant the first time because they've heard of it, but they'll come back because they like the food. And so, you know, our hot dogs are all beef. They snap when you bite into them, and they're really juicy, and our chili is famous, and it's so tasty. I mean, I love our chili. I say, you know, people ask me, "Well, Richard, how many hot dogs do you eat?" You know, and I say, "Look, I've had so many hot dogs in my life, my skin has turned to natural casing." And so, you know, I think it kind of comes down to the food, it comes down to the location, it comes down to the marketing, it comes down to, you know, the authenticity of your location and the atmosphere that you have. and all the photographs. And now everybody's on Instagram and Twitter and all that. And so, you know, if you order up 5 hot dogs for your table for everybody to share, they take pictures of it, and it goes out on Instagram, and people got followers. So those are all benefits, you know, some of which other restaurants can duplicate, and, you know, other things are just unique to us.
Very interesting that you mentioned about just how the hot dog at Pink's is unique. You mentioned about the hot dog, the Frank, being all natural beef, and you mentioned about Hoffie's, the relationship that Pink's has had since the beginning. Is Hoffie's based out of Southern California, or is it a Los Angeles thing, or is it based in several states?
No, Hoffie is based in Vernon, which is a suburb of L.A., and that, you raise an interesting point, because I think consistency is also so critical to the success of a business, particularly a restaurant. You want to know that taste that you had, whether it was last week or 10 years ago, is going to be the same. And when you say, I know what a Pink's chili dog tastes like, I know what a Pink's hot dog tastes like, and so they've been our supplier since 1939, and sure, we've expanded with a few other suppliers, but basically the hot dog remains the same and consistent, and yeah, they are local, and I require anybody that is licensed Pink's for another location, I require that they only buy from Hoffie, they only buy from the guy that makes our chili, only buy from the people that supply us the mustard, the onions, the relish. I want everything the same, whatever location you go to.
I want to ask you, that's the next question I wanted to ask you about, is the chili. Two-part question. Number one, where did the recipe come from, and what's in the chili? Is it all beef as well?
Yes, the chili is all beef. There's no pork in it. The original recipe came from my mother, who, you know, kept figuring out how she could make some chili that would taste good on a hot dog. I mean, it's one thing to have chili sitting alone in a soup bowl, but it's another thing to put it and have it blend well, sort of harmonize, if you will, with the mustard and the onions and the cheese and the guacamole and the pastrami and the bacon and everything that we can put on a hot dog, we do, and that chili's got to work. And then she, you know, worked with the suppliers that could, you know, do the quantity that we needed. But, yeah, that original, my mother's recipe.
Awesome, awesome. And now you mentioned that when your parents started the business, it was basically just the hot dogs. But since you and your sister and your wife have taken over the business, you've added more items at Pink's. Can you just tell the listeners out there about the menu items at Pink's, such as the hot dogs and the burgers and desserts and any specials that are available?
Well, let me go with some of the hot dogs that have been created by celebrities, okay? These are people that actually said, I want to create a hot dog and you can put my name on it. Let me start with Giada De Laurentiis, okay? Giada De Laurentiis has her own TV show, famous chef and all that, even has her own restaurants, okay? And she was going to Pink's since she was 14 years old. I have pictures of Giada De Laurentiis in ponytail when she was 14. But at any rate, Giada's hot dog is a 9-inch stretch, all-beef hot dog, topped with sautéed peppers, onions, mushrooms, and tomatoes, and melted mozzarella cheese. It's like a pizza on a hot dog, and it's very Italian. So that's what Giada's dog tastes like. And I'll tell you who came in just a couple of weeks ago was Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart, many years ago, was driving with her team of TV assistants down La Brea and saw our long line, and she's from the East Coast, and said, what is that going on at that place? They said, oh, that's Pink's. That place is famous. She says, wait a minute, do a U-turn. I got to go in there and find out what makes them so good. And she waited in our line, and I remember that our staff called me at home and my wife at home and said, Martha Stewart's in line. And we said, oh, no, that's not possible. And they said, no, people are talking to her. It's definitely Martha Stewart. And so we go rushing over to to the hot dog stand because we were having dinner at home, and we rushed out, and Martha Stewart says, well, look, I would like to create a hot dog for you all, and you can call it the Martha Stewart dog. And she came in a couple of weeks ago, and she was just pleased to just see that it was still on the menu. And we said, oh, it's a big seller. And that also is a stretch hot dog topped with that one is topped with relish, onions, three strips of bacon, chopped tomatoes, sauerkraut, and sour cream. And so, you know, sometimes we'll get some football players into Pink's, and they'll say, well, what are you guys going to have? And they say, oh, we'll take two Martha Stewart dogs. And it's always kind of funny to me to see these big players ordering a Martha Stewart. But, and then, you know, Marlon Brando used to come into Pink's, and he basically ate the standard chili cheese dog with shredded cheddar cheese. But Emeril Lagasse, another, you know, famous chef, I mean, he came in and he said, look, you know, I'm doing a TV show and it's called The Originals, and I want to be able to, you know, have a hot dog on your menu. And I said, okay. And he says, so I want to top it with mustard, onions, cheese, jalapenos, three strips of bacon, and coleslaw. And he said, you know, I'm going to kick it up a notch. And that's what the jalapenos do. And so, you know, and then Drew Barrymore used to come in. Drew Barrymore is interesting. She lived around the corner from Pink's. I had no idea she had such a humble background. But she didn't live very far from Pink's. She said, I used to walk by your place all the time. And she said, you know, can I get a hot dog on the menu? And I said, well, what do you want on it? She said, well, I want something really big. And I said, okay, how about a 12-inch jalapeno dog? So we have this long sausage. Okay, that does have pork and beef in it, but it's a long sausage. And it's got jalapenos in it. She says, okay, I want a 12-inch jalapeno dog and put on it mustard, chili, onions, three slices of bacon, and shredded cheddar cheese. And so we got her dog on the menu. And so, you know, I mean, I've kind of given you a taste. But, our burgers are really good. Now, I haven't had a burger that's named after any star, but we have one burger that's really crazy. And when I ever get a competitive eater into Pink's, these are people that actually have a profession of going, I guess, to restaurants and for a television show, they will show how many hot dogs or how many burgers or how many pizza slices they can eat. Well, whenever I have a competitive eater come in and they want to film, or they just say, well, let me try, you know, your biggest item on the menu, I said, well, try the Jaws. And they go, what is the Jaws? Well, the Jaws is two burgers, okay, two burgers, and in the middle we put a Polish dog. So now you got two burgers and a Polish dog. We add to it bacon, chili, lettuce, tomatoes, mayo, and so this thing is, you know, you could drive this thing home. I mean, it is enormous. And, I mean, you, some people don't have hands big enough to get their hands around this thing. And I want to tell you that that's probably, you know, for people that say, I am hungry and I can do it, and they have a hard time finishing that one. But, you know, we also have a turkey burger and a turkey dog on the menu for a little bit healthier dining. We even have a veggie dog on the menu for, you know, those that are not meat eaters, but we don't sell that many of those. What we sell are, you know, a whole variety of dogs, but and sausages and so forth. But, you know, just if you say, well, let me have a variety, what I'll have a hot dog, and then maybe I'll have a Chicago Polish, you know, and that's just basically a Polish dog top with mild or spicy mustard, relish, onions, tomatoes, lettuce. And if you get it spicy, I tell them, it comes with a warning. This thing is hot. It's going to bring tears to your eyes. Believe me, I sometimes look at their eyes and they're tearing, and I say, you know, it turns your eyes, your eyeballs into sprinklers. Look at that. And the guy says, this is hot, but I like it. I like it like that. And you know, another creation we did was the burrito dog. And so instead of putting the hot dog in a bun, we put it in a 12-inch flour tortilla, and we put all kinds of toppings in there, and, you know, with mustard, onion, chili, cheese, bacon, pastrami, and we roll it up in this flour tortilla, and that's one tasty dog, and everybody loves the flour tortilla. That just gives you an idea of all the different items. But let me tell you, on the side, our onion rings are good and crispy. We got French fries, and we top it with nacho cheese. We top it with bacon bits. We even top it with pastrami and bacon. I mean, you know, every combination you can think of. But the funny thing is that people will sometimes, you know, come in and do their own creation. And I heard one guy, and he says, you know what I want? I want a hot dog topped with chili, shredded cheddar cheese, but I want 7 onion rings on it. And I said, wow, that really sounds good. You know, because actually we do have what we call the Lord of the Rings dog, which has 3 onion rings, but it doesn't have chili. This guy wanted chili, and I didn't realize that chili and onion rings actually taste good together. I always think of onion rings, and I tell people, dip it in our barbecue sauce because it's so yummy that way. But this guy says, no, you got to have it with chili. So I said, fine, I'll create a dog. And I'm going to call it the Puerto Vallarta dog, and it's going to be a hot dog topped with chili, shredded cheese, sour cream, jalapenos, and 7 onion rings. And that was created by a customer. That was just the guy said, let me do my own. And we'll customize it, you know,
wow.
Whatever you like.
That is awesome, man. I mean, there's definitely a lot of uniqueness when it comes to the creation of those hot dogs you mentioned, whether it be with the Giada De Laurentiis and the Drew Barrymore and Emeril Lagasse. I mean, that's no small potatoes right there, and definitely it's a lot of royalty that comes to your establishment, and definitely a uniqueness to your hot dogs are definitely on that menu. And you mentioned those celebrities, and they're synonymous with the city of Los Angeles. We know Los Angeles is the entertainment capital of the world, and you are in a prime area located at the corner of La Brea and Melrose. So I want to ask you, what does Pink's mean to the city of Los Angeles? Or should I say, you mentioned that you don't take the city of Los Angeles for granted in terms of your restaurant and your clientele and the location. So just tell me what the city of Los Angeles, I should say, has meant to your establishment at Pink's.
Well, this city has a long history. But because most people think of Hollywood and the city is new and always, you know, at the forefront of culture, the forefront of technology, but we have a history, and Pink's is part of that history. I mean, you know, we take the city back before World War II, you know, back to the good old days when you could buy a property on La Brea for $4,000 that had weeds on it and then ultimately turn it into a landmark location. And, you know, as a matter of fact, the city council of Los Angeles felt so close to Pink's, so many of them grew up dining on Pink's, that they said, we would like to designate the intersection of La Brea and Melrose and call it Pink Square. And that was one of the highest honor the city has ever paid to us, to dedicate that intersection to our family name and our family restaurant. The city wants places that they can count on and always know is there, is always stable. It isn't a matter of a restaurant going in and out and all that. So I think the city looks at Pink's, and it's brought the celebrity. It has that culture to it. It's just part of the landscape of L.A., but the historical landscape of L.A., and there aren't that many restaurants out there that have been around as long as we have, and that just shows how, you know, it gives L.A. that sense of depth, layers of a background and a life story of a city that takes you back, you know, so many years, and you know that it was there before you were born, this location and this restaurant. And so we have been very fortunate within LA because, as you just said, it is the entertainment capital of the world. And I think that having celebrities come to your restaurant, you know, gives it sort of a little more prestige and a little more status than you normally would get in a lot of other cities. So the Hollywood connection has been very important, I think, for Pink's, because tourists can come in from all over the world and go to our dining room and take pictures of the celebrity, you know, the photos that are on the wall. So that is what it has given us. And then, of course, you know, it's got the best teams out there. I mean, whether we're talking about the Lakers or the Dodgers or the Rams, you know, I mean, even though the Rams left us for a short period of time. But, you know, the fact is that we have people that come out to those games, 50,000 people to a game, and then where do they go afterwards? Well, they may stop by Pink's and get a hot dog after the game. And then we've got, you know, all the studios as well, and that brings a lot of people to L.A., whether they're, you know, going to be an actor or they just work in the film industry. So the economy of Pink's turning, the economy of the city brings business to Pink's, meaning the entertainment industry, the sports industry, the Hollywood glamour, if you will. None of that could occur in so many other cities around the United States. So that is what the city has meant to us, and we're very grateful for it. And you know, the city continues to grow and continues to bring people because it is an engine, you know, an economic engine, you know, let alone other industries that are here, whether it's apparel or aerospace and so forth. I mean, so the growth of all those separate industries brings people, and everybody likes a good hot dog. And, you know, all those people that come into the city that want to live here, some come in and they can't really afford much in the early days of their career, so they say, well, I'm going to go get a hot dog. And then once they make it, they bring their kids there, you know, because they remember when they were kind of poor and they just could only afford a hot dog. So, you know, there's an expression in the restaurant business that, you know, if you serve the classes, you eat with the masses, but if you serve the masses, you eat with the classes, which means that if you can serve the most number of people and provide affordable menu prices, you're going to do well and you're going to be, you know, successful. And although it took us many years to get to that point, I'm very proud of the fact that my parents went from scratch to success, if you will. You know, although we're very modest and we give back, but, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, we've created a nice business and we kept it unique and we didn't change the formula, and we're still rocking and rolling.
Absolutely. And that's a great testament to your parents for, as you said, to start from scratch, and then what you and your wife and your sister have done to keep the business alive and make it very vital and a very cultural institution to the city of Los Angeles. And also, you mentioned about Los Angeles having a variety of economic engines. The NFL making its has been back in Los Angeles for about almost 5 or 6 years now, and the Los Angeles Rams are going to be playing in the Super Bowl. Just, I know you mentioned earlier about painted the restaurant blue and gold in honor of the Rams going to the Super Bowl, but what else are you guys doing in terms of celebrating the Rams' success of going to the big game?
Well, we have created a hot dog that sells for $6.50, and if you buy that hot dog, 100% of those gross sales proceeds are going to a charity. I mean, you know, it isn't just a matter of promoting, you know, the Super Bowl by painting yourself blue and gold. And I got all my employees to wear Rams T-shirts and wear Rams hats. So if you go there, I mean, we're like blue. We're lighting up the city blue and gold. That's how I look at it, because we not only painted all our windows with Rams images, as a matter of fact, I'm putting up an 8-foot by 8-foot Rams helmet on our wall. So you're not only going to see the front of Pink's with a banner and painted blue and gold, and we've actually got a little hot dog character that's 6 feet high, and he's wearing a Rams T-shirt and a Rams hat, and we're giving away all this money to charity. But in addition to that, all the windows are done, all the poles in our parking lot are painted blue and gold, and on the wall is going to be this 8-foot helmet. It's going to say LA Rams right under it. So, you know, there's a lot of photo opportunities there. And there's a lot of love, okay? We're showing them all the love we've got for those L.A. Rams, because people say, well, how long have you been a fan, Mr. Pink? And I say, I've been a fan since before I was born. I was prenatal, old Rams fan, because one of the first memories I had with my father was going to the Coliseum to see Bob Waterfield and Elroy Hirsch playing in the Coliseum for the L.A. Rams. That's where we went for all those games. We went to the Coliseum. You know, I mean, I went to the Coliseum and the Olympics when they were in L.A. But, I mean, you know, I grew up at that Coliseum, and I grew up, you know, boy, I mean, all the way back to the days of Chavez Ravine. When I saw Wally Moon, he used to hit those moonshots at Dodger Stadium. So I grew up, I mean, I grew up wanting to be a professional baseball player. I mean, that's the, you know, so sports was part of our family. I mean, there wasn't a moment that you come into our house and you didn't have a game on, you know. So anyhow, yeah, I mean, that's why we were showing the Rams that much love. And I'm so glad that they're back in L.A. We need it. Football to round us out. I mean, we got hockey and basketball and baseball, soccer. We needed football, and thank God they're here.
Awesome, and definitely, yeah, Los Angeles definitely deserved the NFL. I know it's been a minute, and I know people have their opinions about the NFL in Los Angeles, but nevertheless, it's great that the Los Angeles is starting to thrive again in the NFL in the second biggest city in America. Well, Richard, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find Pink's Hot Dogs on social media and any websites you like to promote. Let them know that as well.
Well, Pink's is located at La Brea and Melrose, 709 North La Brea, right in the heart of L.A. We like to call ourselves a Hollywood legend since 1939, and so, you know, you could say you're part of Hollywood when you come to our location. We're also located at City Walk, at Universal City Walk, and we're at the Brea Mall, the Del Amo Mall, the Camarillo Outlets Mall, so we got all those different locations, and you can learn all about us, and you can see a lot of the celebrity photos and the menu and all that on PinksHollywood.com. The website is PinksHollywood.com. And then we're on, you know, you could just Google, I mean, not Google, but you could go up and tweet us on @PinksHotDogs, @PinksHotDogs. And so we're on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all of those. And so, you know, definitely come by Pink's to learn some of that history. Maybe you'll spot a celebrity in line. But if nothing else, you're going to have a good time, you're going to have a good meal, and you're going to have lots of laughs and lots of fun when you come to Pink's Hot Dogs.
You heard it from him. He is Richard Pink, the co-owner of the legendary Pink's Hot Dog Stand, or Pink's Restaurant, I should say. It's been in existence since 1939. His parents achieved the dream in starting it during the Great Depression, and it's survived, and it's continuing to thrive to this day. Richard, thank you so much for being on the program, and if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Thank you, Ed. I totally enjoyed speaking with you. You have a great show. All the best to you.
Same thank here, you. Sir. Same here. Thank you. We'll be back more right after this.
Pink's Hot Dogs. This is the most famous hot dog stand in the world.
Do you have any idea why a lot of actors hang out at this place?
Well, like I said, it's right on the way, and, you know, we try to stay thin, so... You stay thin all the time, but, yeah, you go here and you catch a quick hot dog, and that's it for the day. I mean, you know, that's not much of a meal, but it's such a junk food delicacy.
I'm coming here about every other week.
Every other week?
That's about all you can stand.
What do you think of that hot dog?
Good stuff.
One of the best lunches in town.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're eating a hamburger. Everybody else here is eating hot dogs.
Yeah, well, you got to keep your individuality. You don't want to just get to be like everybody else in L.A.
Why do so many actors end up coming here?
I don't know. I think because it reminds you of New York. You know, it's a little bit dirty. It's a little bit crummy. And there's traffic noise. It's not chic and nice. And you feel that you can just be left alone and think whatever you have to think.
Your name speaks for itself, I guess. The name speaks for itself.
Yeah.
The name's Pink.
Yeah,
well, Pink's. Everybody likes Pink, I guess.
Thunderstruck. Adjective.
shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard, his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival, choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
Welcome back, Bayside!
They're taking school spirit.
The fun's just getting started!
To the max.
This is gonna be awesome!
Saved by the Bell. New season streaming now.
Let's do this, baby.
Only on Peacock.
The Winter Olympics are streaming on Peacock. Live. Your all-access pass. To stream every event, every day.
Yahoo!
The Winter Olympics on NBC and Peacock. Streaming on Peacock. It's the girls' trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Oh, my God, a stingray!
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed. It's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
When I'm driving in my Lincoln, my troubles kind of wander off. Like an enthusiastic podcast host.
Don't get me wrong, pens that write upside down are cool, but, like, why not just use pencils or chalk or even crayons? What were we talking about again?
About the moon landing.
Right. Right.
Experience the power of Sanctuary. Test drive a vehicle designed with your well-being in mind at Lincoln.com.
Streaming on Peacock. It's the girls' trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Oh, my God.
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a f***. You're not a girl's girl. Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed. It's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Bring your portfolio to the future with alternative investments. Yield Street's investment products are designed to generate income and build long-term wealth. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000. You deserve access to alternative investments traditionally reserved for the top 0.1%. Head to YieldStreet.com to create your account today. Bring your portfolio to the future with alternative investments. Yield Street's investment products are designed to generate income and build long-term wealth. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000. You deserve access to alternative investments traditionally reserved for the top 0.1%. Head to YieldStreet.com to create your account today.
Thunderstruck. Adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard, his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival, choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on today's game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you make your bet. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, and there's endless ways to make it rain with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in today's game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Peacock streaming the biggest sporting events, exclusive originals, and the latest movies. This February, we've got Super Bowl 56, the 2022 Winter Olympics, and the Peacock original Bel Air. Plus the new movie Marry Me in theaters and streaming Valentine's Day. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Bring your portfolio to the future with alternative investments. Yield Street's investment products are designed to generate income and build long-term wealth. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000. You deserve access to alternative investments traditionally reserved for the top 0.1%. Head to YieldStreet.com to create your account today.
Welcome back, Bayside!
They're taking school spirit...
The fun's just getting started!
...to the max.
This is gonna be awesome!
Saved by the Bell. New season streaming now.
Let's do this, baby.
Only on Peacock.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedy, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar face, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock. Seven iconic housewives from four different cities.
Look at this water.
We're going to give them something to talk about.
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Welcome back, Bayside!
They're taking school spirit...
The fun's just getting started!
...to the max.
This is gonna be awesome!
Saved by the Bell. New season streaming now.
Let's do this, baby.
Only on Peacock. Streaming on Peacock. It's the girls' trip of a lifetime.
Look at this water!
We're gonna give them something to talk about.
Seven iconic housewives in four different cities.
Oh my god, a stingray!
Vacation at Turks and Caicos.
It's a party now!
And there's no party like a housewives party.
I don't give a f***! You're not a girl's girl! Why would you say that?
Find out what happens when the forecast brings sunshine and a whole lot of shade.
You are so self-absorbed, it's crazy.
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Richard Pink, co-owner of Pink's Hot Dogs in Los Angeles, California, giving us all the great history of Pink's and the legendary establishment in Los Angeles. It's been open since 1939, giving us the 411 on how Pink's is preparing for the Super Bowl in regards to the Los Angeles Rams. Thanks again to Richard. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. As a financial coach at Operation Hope, Trudy Morrison empowers people to overcome economic challenges and bring their dreams to life. Her mission is to inspire the unstoppable spirit in everyone. And our mission at First Horizon is to invest in Trudy and organizations like hers to create a better future for all. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.